Devin, thanks so much for the time. First and foremost, what was it like getting back on the field for the first time in a year and a half or so?
Man, I'll tell you what, it was a crazy feeling. It was a nice long bus ride to Ohio. And the whole 8 hours, everybody was just thinking, holy crap, we have a game right now. Like, it's been 2 years. So we were all excited to just get back out there and do what we do.
Were there any nerves going into the game? Like how did you feel in that sense leading up to the game?
As always, playing a football game, you always get the little butterflies before the first kick goes off or before the first play you get in. But after that first play, you just feel like you're back to normal. You're back in 2019, just doing it all over again.
So basically, you guys felt like it was, you know, business as usual after just a couple of minutes then.
Yeah. That's how we play. That's our energy. We like to bring business trips when we got to travel. When people come to us, it's a business. It's time for business. We got to dominate and let them know what we do.
Well, dominate is one way to put it, what you guys did against Wittenberg. You held them to just 268 yards of offense, minus 3 rushing yards. What specifically was working for you guys in terms of your game plan to hold them to such a low number?
Our game plan is really just stop the run and make the closing team one-dimensional. So once we got into the second half, we knew they had to throw the ball, and we just got after the quarterback. We like when people try to run the ball on us. We take that as a sign of disrespect. We want to slap them in the mouth and let them know what we do in Cortland Red.
I love it. At what point did you feel like things were clicking? Like, was there a moment where you really thought to yourself, all right, this is a game that we've got under control and we're maintaining our roles out here?
A game to us, we're not gonna give up till the four quarters are up. No matter the score, we're always gonna be relentless. You know, take the life out of the offense. That's really our motto for this year's defense. We have a lot of returners, and everybody understands what our game plan is and what we come to do.
Devin Smith with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland football team as they come away with a season opening win against Wittenberg to start the season 1-0. I'm wondering what the biggest lesson you learned from your week one victory was.
The biggest lesson to me is just no matter what mistake you make or error you make on the field, as long as you fly around and you have fun, you hustle, run to the ball, everything will be made up for in effort. If you play 100%, all your mistakes will be made up for in effort. And that's something we found out quick, especially watching the film the next day. We understood we made some mistakes, but everybody flew around to the football and just had fun. We were just glad to be back out there.
I believe it. One thing that I noticed when, looking back at the numbers and looking at the stats and following the game along on social media, you guys limited their chances on third down. They were just 1 for 9 on third down. I'm assuming that was part of the game plan, just kind of in some way stick it to them so that they could, try and get off the field immediately and that you would do your job out there on the field.
That's all part of taking the life out of the offense.
Sure.
Those making them short drives, quick 3 and outs. Don't let them get momentum. Don't let them get the confidence that they're better than us. And that's just our game plan. That's what we do. And we're hoping to continue that all season, 1 week at a time.
What was the celebration like, I'm wondering, on the trip home and everything like that, especially with it being, Coach Fitzpatrick's first victory in Cortland Red?
It was good, especially right after the game. Coach Fitz, took the game football and understood what it meant to him and what it means to us. And we just really embraced Coach Fitz. And he put that ball in his office, and he said he's going to be there for a while. The score is written down, the date, who we played. It was just a great moment. Like, we've been working. I remember the first day Coach Fitz came into our meeting room, and everybody embraced him and cheered. And we are grateful to have him. And such a long time for us to get that opportunity to get on the field and actually go 1-0. So when we got that moment, we just embraced it, and we loved the moment. You got to live in the moment,
Yeah, absolutely. Devin Smith with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland football team after the Red Dragons season opening win on the road at Wittenberg. We were talking with Coach Fitz here last week, and we were talking about your leadership role and what you bring to the table. I'm wondering from your perspective how you would describe your leadership role and how you are out there on the football field with especially some of the younger guys.
Just play with intensity, especially with having new coaching staff. We wanted to bring some of the old culture we had with Coach Mack and transition that into, you know, having new coaches. And we wanted to bring some of the stuff we do to the table. And, you know, we let Coach Fitz know we wanted to keep some of that culture around. To the young guys, again, we're just trying to get them to run to the football. We have a lot of young guys stepping up, doing what they have to do. So we're pretty excited for this year.
What do you think is going to make this year so good for your team?
You know, it's a long 2 years. No matter how the season goes, it's the, again, live in the moment. You never know when it could be taken from you, so you just got to play one play at a time. And that's really how we looked at it, especially after COVID taking away, like, fall practices, spring practice. We understood that, like, at any moment this can be taken from us, so let's just fly around and have fun and enjoy each other's company.
How did you guys handle all of that? Because, I mean, it's obviously, you know, we're taking a step in the right direction and things are somewhat back to normal. But, I mean, at the same time, it's still got to be a little bit different out there with, you know, some of the protocols and this, that, and the other that you guys probably have to go through.
Yeah, again, it's been a long year. We made, as being humans, everybody had to adjust. So we understood the little things we had to sacrifice to enable us to have a successful season this year.
Before we let you run, I'm wondering, you know, the success that you've had out there for C-State football has been tremendous. I mean, you came right in and you made an immediate impact. Has it kind of hit you yet that, like, you know, this is your last go around and everything like that? Like, I mean, what's the mindset here? Especially now that you're a senior captain.
Yeah, it hit me, especially, after we lost a few teammates that didn't get the opportunity to come back after COVID, because whether they wanted to go to med school or law school, it's all coming together. It's kind of surreal how fast it goes.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm trying to communicate to these young guys. Like, yeah, you might not be a one right now, but you still have an impact to this team. And one day, you know, you can have a huge impact when you never know. It could be the next game. It could be next week. It could be next year. Just, you know, live in the moment, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I love it. Another question before I let you run, and we'll end it on this note. What's it going to take for you and the guys to contend for an Empire 8 championship this season?
Just play together. Go 1-0 every week. Keep bringing the juice, we call it, to practice every day. Have fun. We're looking forward to it, man. That's one thing we've been working for. We've been so close, and we want to get that done. And since we are such an old team, we understand what it takes to get over that hump. And that's what we're trying to do this year.
I can't wait to see what you guys do the rest of the year. Obviously, a big-time win out there in Wittenberg to start the year. Devin, keep it up, man. Really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes, and we'll definitely be chatting with you soon down the road here, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it. You have a good day, and go Cortland.